morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Trump in the middle of TikTok ban and Ukraine. Number two, what's next in the impeachment of Joe Biden? And number three, what's happening this week? Let's get into it. Two big issues we're tracking this week is the ban of TikTok and Ukraine aid, and we have Donald Trump in the middle of both, surprising to I guess probably nobody, but let me just start with this. President Joe Biden is going to New Hampshire this week. House Republicans are heading to their annual retreat at the Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, about 4 hours from D.C. Not Florida this year for the House Republicans, but instead the Greenbrier. This is a break from government funding this week. Next week, the 22nd, 11 days from now, the Congress has to passed the second tranche of government funding bills, government spending bills. That includes defense, labor H, and Homeland Security. This is a big mess. The Homeland Security spending bill has proved to be a particularly big problem. Some aides have privately said a short-term patch might be necessary. That would be a problem for Speaker Mike Johnson. Hill leaders, appropriators, and the White House will be working this week to avert a shutdown. And President Joe Biden is unveiling his 2025 budget proposal today. This morning, though, we want to talk about two big issues. Let's start with the congressional ban on TikTok. As we reported last week, the House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously passed a bipartisan bill last week that would force the sale of TikTok by ByteDance. That's the Chinese company that owns it, or face a ban in the United States. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise wants it on the floor Wednesday. That bill, after passing 50-0, they are pretty confident it will come to the floor under suspension of the rules, which requires a two-thirds majority. Basically, the only way Congress can do anything is under suspension. But Donald Trump, who repeatedly pushed for a ban of TikTok or a sale to a U.S. company, waded in saying, if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerschmuck will double their business. This is like everything that people hated about Donald Trump's presidency, just the unpredictable nature of Donald Trump, who is reversing a long-held view that he had. Two things to note. Trump met recently with Jeff Yass, a hedge fund manager and huge Republican donor, with a stake in TikTok worth more than $30 billion. He's a big backer of the Club for Growth, which was an anti-Trump group before recently turning to being for Trump. Yass gave $5 million to the Congressional Leadership Fund in December, as well as $250,000 to a joint leadership fund for Speaker Mike Johnson. So Politico reported this week that Kellyanne Conway, the former Trump aide, is being paid by Club for Growth to advocate for TikTok. She is not a registered TikTok lobbyist, but did call some members about the bill before the markup. This has become a big headache for the Republican leadership, but they are still pretty confident that A, the bill's going to come up on Wednesday, and B, they're going to be able to pass it. We'll have to see. I could see this slipping, to be honest with you, but because the House leaves on Wednesday, it's their last day in session. But even if the House does pass this, it does face a, I don't know about an uphill slog, but it faces a new challenge in the Senate. Chuck Schumer said, I am talking with my chairs and caucus about the legislation. I will listen to their views and determine the best path. Mark Warner has said TikTok is a national security threat, but did say there are constitutional concerns about naming a single company in legislation. At the committee's annual worldwide threats hearing today, Warner plans to name TikTok as an example of China's substantial investment power to dominate key industries like social media. Now on Ukraine, this is a big week for Ukraine aid, as every week is. Brian Fitzpatrick, the Republican from Pennsylvania, has a discharge petition that is ready for signatures. He has not gathered signatures yet or started. Fitzpatrick met with Mike Johnson last week after Johnson told me that he has given no guarantees on any TikTok and on any, sorry, Ukraine legislation, and is encouraging people to not sign the discharge petition. Now, listen, for those who want Ukraine aid, they're going to face a pretty binary choice soon. Trust that Mike Johnson's going to do something, which he has said he might not, and or sign the discharge petition. So this will be a big battle between the rank and file supporters of TikTok and the leadership. We'll see how that turns out. But I would listen, they don't need that many people to sign a discharge petition to get a vote on Ukraine aid on the floor. Number two story today from Max Cohen. Where does the Biden impeachment inquiry go from here? It's been a rough couple of weeks for the Republican inquiry into Joe Biden, the impeachment inquiry. Republican investigators are hoping the hearing on Tuesday with special counsel Robert Hur will refocus the narrative on Biden's shortcomings, even if the probe has failed to find conclusive evidence of impeachable offenses. Robert Hur will be in front of Judiciary on Tuesday. This is going to be a pretty bombshell. Republicans hope it'll be a bombshell hearing. I would say that, you know, the more salient issue politically that Hur is going to talk about is Biden's memory, Biden's demeanor during these interviews. But they also, James Comer and Jim Jordan, the chairs of Oversight and Judiciary, are gearing up for a fight with the Justice Department over getting access to the transcripts of Biden's interviews with Hur. So the other thing to watch is that Comer is trying to haul Hunter Biden in for a public hearing. It's unlikely that we'll have to see what Hunter Biden does, but I would just say that it's unlikely that the House will be able to impeach Joe Biden. That's my view. I think the votes will not be there, but they're going to have to find an off-ramp pretty soon. Couple things to watch this week in the number three story of the morning. The Senate Intelligence Committee has an open hearing on worldwide threats today. The Intelligence Committee will hold its hearing on worldwide threats on Tuesday. These are with Avril Haines, Bill Burns, the director of the NSA, the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, and the DIA director, Jeffrey Cruz. Also, Shalonda Young, the OMB director, will testify in front of the Senate Budget Committee on Tuesday on the president's proposed 2025 budget. This is a big week for these hearings. The worldwide threat hearing is always something to watch, always very interesting. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You can subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.